Tonight's shir, Simon Kuf Chaf Dalid, Seif Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Seif Yud. Misha Shochach, Velo Omer Yalav Yavav Rosh Chodesh, Obechol Shal Moed, Obechol Dovish at Zerach Lachse Bishvilo. If a person forgot and didn't say Yalav Yavav Rosh Chodesh, or Onchol Moed, or anything that he would have to go back for it. Yechav in Dait of a Yishma Mashiach, Seber Koshman Esri Brochus Mirosh Vatsoif, Kadam Shemispala Atzmo. He can be yotze his requirement by paying attention and listening to Shir Tzibur from the beginning to the end, all the Shmoneh Esrei Brachos, as if he's davening himself. For the yafzik, for the siach, no interruption, no talking. Upaseh Shosh Pesilas Lacharov, when he's done, takes 3 steps back. The kimen shekvar his balo el shoshach lehis, because since he had davened, but he forgot and didn't mention the yalav yov or the mainim ha'oyah. Afal pishu baki, even though he knows how to daven himself, shir tzibur can be motzim. So Shulchan Aruch says an alternative to davening again yourself is listening to the chazaras hashatz and paying attention to every single word, and he'll be motzi you and your yotze. Mishdavur sivkan lametes bechol davar, anything that would require going back. Mashma miloshin zeh, the language implies da filu imdileg mashav ruach, even if he left out the words mashav ruach med degeshim in the winter. Shema Shalosh Rishonis is from the first three brachos. He can still listen to Chazaras HaShatz and B'yotze. V'chei Muchach Bar Zura Simen Tav Samach. And that's clear, the intent in Sefer Azura Simen Tav Samach. V'ayin L'Eil B'Simen Kuf Yadav Shai Tshuva Sif Katan. Vav, look back and Simen Kuf Yadav Shai Tshuva. V'ayin L'Kamon Simen Kuf Chavav Sivdal. Look ahead and Simen Kuf Chavav Sivdal. U'mashe Kesav L'Shomish Nebura B'Shem El Yerav V'Gorm. We wrote over there in the name of El Yerav and Devon Lagon. Because there are those who hold that in the first three brachos, there's no option. If you dive in the left out of Yalav Yavav, there's an option of listening to Chazaras HaShatz. But if you messed up in the first three brachos, you have to dive in again if you're a baki. So the Mishnah Berurah is meaning da'ik, that this language of Shulchan Aruch implies that even the first three brachos, you would not have to go back, you just listen to Chazaras HaShatz. Sifkan mem, yichav in daito, pay attention to Chazaras HaShatz. Because even though we hold the halacha, the shliach tzibur is not taking care of the chiyuv for someone who knows how to daven. If someone doesn't know how to daven, he's going to be a shliach tzibur. Shani hachi, this is different. Sheis bal, he did daven. El sheshachach lo hiske, he forgot. He didn't mention something he's supposed to mention. Therefore, afal pishu baki, even though he's an expert, he knows how to daven. Hashliach tzibur motziyo, the shliach tzibur can be motziyim. If you look in the Achroim, they write, the mutar sheyachzav yisbal ba'atzmo, really, he should daven himself again. Today, we don't have the attention span to follow carefully the Sheikh Sibir from beginning to end. Maybe his heart will wander. He may miss a few words that the Sheikh Sibir says that are necessary to be used to the mitzvah. The Mashiach Tzibur Dakel of Liya Milos, the Bach and the Rabbi add that the Mashiach Tzibur is commonly guilty of swallowing some words. Medina also Lismach Hashatz. Then of course you can't be Samach on him. The Chayal Samach, and you absolutely have to daven yourself. So between the two, people's poor attention span and the possibility Mashiach Tzibur is not going to say every word properly, we say this to daven yourself, not to be yotze with Chazaras Hashatz. Sivka Mem Aleph, Merosh Va'ad Sof, from beginning to end. I'm a sefer Birka Yosef, the Masik. If you look in Birka Yosef, the Chidah concludes, Shloyomer Oz Moed Rabban, that if you're following the Sheikh Tzibur's Chazaras HaShatz to be Yetzah, you can't say Moed Rabban. Yechav Neshmo Meshech Tzibur HaMoedim Shu Omer. He has to pay attention to the Moedim the Sheikh Tzibur says. For Idna Shano Agineza Chazanim Lama HaMoedim B'Tchilos HaBalachash. Now today, there's this practice that some Chazanim say their Moedim quietly. Lo yuchal etzeis tefilos with the Ashir Tzibur. You can't be yoyser Ashir Tzibur because you can't hear what they're saying. Lo yidaita meizem mokum yotzei meminig ezem. Achlas is the Mishnah Berurah. I don't even know where this minute comes from. Da'afta nohagin ha-tzibur lo ma'oz mo'ad nabon, because even though the tzibur is saying mo'ad nabon. Kamokal tefilos in this kan lahotzi mishen ebaki, but his tefilah was instituted to be mo'ad one who can't say himself. V'tzerich lo ma'al kapon kitzas b'kol sheyuchal l'shmoa sor b'nei on mo'ad nabon. He has to say that he's loud enough that 10 people around him would be able to listen to him. So this minig of whispering the moedim till the end is not right. Shartzim points out that maybe if the chazan is saying the moedim quietly, then the fellow who's listening along can say quietly those words. kind of like if you missed words in Megillas Esther, you could say it yourself. So let him say those words and it doesn't hear Shir Sibur. Se'if Yud Aleph. In Be'oid Ha'oda Mispalel, Siyem Shliach Sibur Bracha. If while a person is davening Hishwan Esri, the Shliach Sibur finishes the Bracha, V'koidim Shekolso Anias Amen Pirovet Sibur, and before the majority of the Sibur finishes saying Amen, Siyem Zetfilos, he finishes davening. So does he answer Amen or not? He finishes his Shmon Esrei right as the Tzibur is saying their Amen. So if the majority of the Tzibur is still saying Amen, Mechaber says, Oina Imon Amen. He should say Amen. Say Amen with the Tzibur, because you still caught it, they're still saying their Amen. The Amor says, Vafil Mo Shavah HaBracha Kala, even though he didn't hear the Bracha, because he was saying Shmon Esrei until that minute. Rak Shemeat Tzibur Oina Amen, but he hears the Tzibur saying Amen. V'yodeh Aleze Bracha Kala, he knows what Bracha is. The Amor holds you have to know what the Bracha is. Yani Imam, he should answer with them. V'chein the Kaddish, u'kedusha, u'baruchu. And this is the same with Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruchu. So you didn't even hear the Baruchu. But you hear everyone has to respond to the Baruchu. So you're allowed to respond to the Baruchu. Mishdebura, Sevkad, Membeis, V'kodesh, Akalsa, before the Tzibur, the majority of the Tzibur, says the Amen, he finished the Shmoneser. It's not meant to say. After the Sparab, the Sivches, Bago, even though we clap for the Sivches and the Ramah, you should answer Amen as soon as the Bracha is over. Because if you wait, it's as if you're answering Amen without a Bracha. However, in this case, if the majority of the Tzibur still didn't finish the Amen, it's okay for him to answer Amen. Because we say, this is a Yisrael that goes over and over, that when you answer Amen, the Amen is part of the Bracha. So when the Tzibur is answering Amen, it's as if they're finishing the Bracha now. The Chazan finishes the Bracha now. That's why you want the Chazan to listen to the Tzibur's Amen. And therefore you can answer Amen too. Vataz Chalik, the Taz disagrees. Upasek, he decides. Da'afilu kilu kal Tzibur lanos, even if the whole Tzibur finishes Amen. Motu gavken lanos, he can also answer Amen. And my take of Achim, if it's immediately when they're done. That doesn't have to be they're still saying the Amen for me to join the bandwagon. Even if they're done, I can immediately answer Amen because it's still a Hemshech. But the Rikve'eger, Mag Gibor, Magri the Shulchan Aruch, I'm Be'alocha, I'm looking Be'alocha. Sivkad Mem Gimel, Siyem V'chulu. He finishes his Shmoneh Esrei while most of the Tzibur are still saying Amen. What's the Lord meaning to say? What does it mean he finished Shmoneh Esrei? Achar Yidu Ratzon. He says the Yidu Ratzon. He already finished saying his regular tachanum like a kainetzor. And the mishtabur sivkan aleph. So he says the ratzon after kainetzor. So at that point he can answer amen. Sivkan mem dal vafilu v'chulu. Even if he didn't hear the bracha, who gam kol divya mechaber. This is according to the mechaber. V'chilish rak mashakosiv yodel is the bracha. The only thing the Rama is adding is that he says you should know what bracha he's saying. In this, he's going according to his view that he mentioned before in Sifches Normal. That he doesn't know what bracha he's answering Amen to, then it's an Amen Yisom. The Mechaber disagrees with that. So it's not that he's arguing with the Mechaber, he's just coming to add the Shita, so you have to know what the bracha is. Sifkad Memhe, Shomeya Tzibur. He hears the Tzibur answering Amen. Who adin im Shoma Sheyachad on Amen? Really, the same is true if an individual is answering Amen. V'yodeh is a bracha, he knows what bracha he's answering amen to. The ona imoy can answer with the yachid. V'nakat see, the only reason why we took the case of the tzibur is mishum da ayah mechaber, they didn't see the Shulchan Aruch discussing the tzibur. V'yav agad mechaber in a madra, l'koidim shakos amen pirov, even though the Shulchan Aruch only allows answering amen if the majority of the tzibur is still saying amen. Avla mi'at l'mahani, if it's only a mi'at, it doesn't help. Hayna mishum da mi'at l'gabi rov, havi kamad alesa, because the rule is that a minority is non-existent when you have a majority doing different. Or for other reasons. Like explaining Be'alocha. But if there's no Tzibur, it's just a Yachid. Then you'll answer with the Yachid. So when there's a Yechidim and a Tzibur, you have to go by the Tzibur. If the Tzibur is still saying Amen, you can answer. If not, not. But if it's one person answering Amen, you can answer Amen too, if you know what the Bracha is. This halacha is not limited to the Baruch Shmoneh Esrei. It's also for Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch. As long as the majority of the Tzibur is still answering, he can answer too. Afal pi shelo shama klum bepiyah shel Sheikh Tzibah, even though he heard nothing from the Sheikh Tzibah. The ayin of siman nivav mishnah brurah sifkan test. Look back in mishnah brurah siman nivav sifkan test. But siman nivav sifkan base. The ayin be'alocha diyav masal v'kayin besofo. That always references the same halacha over there in the context over there. The same ideas. That as long as you pick up while the tzibur is answering, you can answer as well. Se'ev yud beis ha'oyne amen lo yagbia kailoi yosar mehem avarech. If you are answering amen, do not raise your voice louder than the one who said the brach in the first place. Mishdebura sifkatan memzayin lo yagbia kailoi. He should not raise his voice. Mishum desiv, the pasuk says, Gadlu l'Hashem iti unura mashmeachtav. Make Hashem great iti with me, and let's exalt him together. So that implies not on a higher, louder decibel level than the one who's saying the brach. V'nira du adilin in baruchu. It seems it's identical to baruchu. Abirchaz amazin or benching. Gam ken lo yagbiha oine yosem ha mavarech. The one who responds should not answer louder than the mavarech. Odnir. Further it seems. Dimkavanosa baharim akoylo kedi lezariz la'am shana gamhem. If the reason he's raising his voice is to get others to answer, mutr, that is okay. Ayana kamon simen reish tezvav sif gimel. The Rav very often has to say out loud amen because no one else will know there's an amen to be answered. If the chazan is davening low, so the people up front have to chop, no one hears them. And they'll have to respond out loud to make sure everyone else can respond, or else they're going to miss the whole thing. So they're bedavka answering loud because only a minion is listening to the fellow up front, which is good. So they become the simon for the tzibur, what to say. Like, we have to give me tzibachim sometimes. Hashem, Hashem, kirach mechanon. People can hear the chazan. Yontav is a big oilim. So you got to say it out loud. So mezar is, everyone should know where we're up to. The ayin shem, oh, you look there further. The acha ketana b'nei chinuch tzarech lanus amen, acha birchasan. That children who are chinuch age who say a bracha, we should answer amen as well. The acha shoyte in lanus amen, but after a shoyte, we do not answer amen. The law bar mitzvah kal, he's not a bar mitzvah. Pimagodim Shakosav Acha Cheresh Roshoita. Pimagodim writes after Cheresh Roshoita. Shigud Lishnahu. Really, it was a slip of the tongue. The Cheresh Hamadav Ena Shemeya Bevadi Chayiv Mitzvahs. Because this Cheresh, if he's saying a bracha, obviously he's a Madaber. He can speak, because he can't hear. He's Mechuyiv Mitzvahs. So he's not in the same category as Shoita. The Acha Noshim Shebercha Mitzvahs Sasejman Gromo Yuchalana Samena. Women who make a bracha and a mitzvah Sasejman Gromo, you can also answer Amen. The notes on the side point out that when it comes to Yeheshmi Rabba, Pimagodim is Mesupik, can you say it louder than the one who says the Kaddish? Because we say in the Gemara, whoever answers Yeheshmi Rabba, called Koichai, is a Gavaldic thing, because it's not Kernel Gazak Dinoi. So it could be Yeheshmi Rabba is an exception to this rule.
Koichai means his voice?
There's two Shitas. Once it's Kavana, once it's Koichai. Next, he brings, as far as the age of Chinuch is concerned, so he says, 6 or 7, you'd answer Amen. And then he brings from Shuvah Salmas Chaim that even a katan b'yoser, we teach some kids are very young making brachas on foods, you should say Amen because that's considered chinuch, they're already making brachas. Also, there's a concept of answering Amen because when you answer Amen, you're being mechanach to answer Amen. So even though maybe they're younger than the age of making a bracha, but they're enough old enough to answer Amen. So you answer Amen to the brachas because the kids are waiting for you to answer Amen. It's part of the chinuch that they should know you have to answer Amen after brachas. Then he brings that a katan who's learning to say brachas, but he's just saying brachas, not eating or doing anything. He's just learning the nusach, then you do not answer Amen. In such a case, don't answer Amen. If a non-Jew says a bracha, the Rambam says later on that if you hear the whole bracha, you answer Amen, or you're allowed to answer Amen. But after the bracha said by a Reform Jew, but mostly do not answer Amen. They're not making a bracha to banish Loilam Bechlal, and there's no Amen to their bracha. If a person is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, you do answer Amen. The bottom line is, someone who is not Kofer by Shomer Torah, so you'll answer Amen, even if he doesn't keep Torah Mitzvahs. Someone who's Kofer, we don't answer Amen to his brachas.